Did anybody see that video of the woman who was on the stripper pole in the apartment, and the pole got loose, and then it triggered a break in the sprinkler system?
Snapped the head right off.
Snapped the head off.
Sheared it.
Here's the audio.
So keep leaning away from the pole, looking at that top wrist, and you can readjust the hand.
Like a Titanic.
It does look like a scene from the Titanic. Always.
Rose! Rose! Where are you, Rose?
Did she say, come on, Zeus?
It's a monsoon.
Yeah. It's a monsoon.
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Always tighten your stripper pole.
Always.
You got to have that. Your home stripper pole needs to be tightened. Yeah. You can't just let that thing be loose.
No. But action.
Asha Gilbert, the girl in that video, is on the phone. Hi, Asha.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How's the apartment? How's everyone else's apartment?
Glad you're safe.
Thank you. And I actually said, come on, Zeus, which is my dog's name.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Yes. I said, come on, Zeus.
But he wasn't
far off.
Yeah.
Big win for dog owners. Yeah. What did I tell you?
That apartment is clean now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw the dog there. The dog. So you're watching a video. It's an instructional video of how to, you know, exercise and use the pole.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that day I had already worked out and went to the gym, but I was like, let me practice some upper body strength and some core strength on the pole that day. So that's what I was looking at doing.
So you were doing this after your workout. That is
dedication.
That's impressive.
That's
dedication. I've taken a pole dancing class, and it is incredibly difficult.
The amount of upper body strength you need.
You think you're like, oh, I'll swing around. No. It is really hard.
Yeah, but the tips you make are awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, don't do that anymore. I've gotten that before, yes.
The girls who work those poles make it look easy.
Oh, yeah.
And the people in the circus, they make it
look
easy.
Yeah.
It is not easy.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. Upper body strength, big time, yeah.
Yeah, no, it definitely is not easy. And definitely not easy. I'll
what
say
floor
that.
Is your apartment?
My floor, second floor apartment.
Second floor. Okay, so how's the person downstairs? How many apartments were wrecked?
So there was flooding in my apartment, and the water seeped down to the first floor apartment as well.
Okay.
When you post the video, what's the thought when you're putting this video up?
What not to do?
To be honest with you, I was in so much shock. And at the time, I had, I only had an Instagram for 2 weeks at that point.
Well,
you know, I had just recently decided to get back on social media and start doing content. So,
you flooded
social
media. Nice.
Huh?
You flooded social media.
Yeah, essentially now. But what I wanted to do is it's a genuine, authentic moment. My friends were like, hey, you're going to go viral. And I was like, I don't know. And of course, the rest is history.
The reason why you did is because some people stage these things. You could tell that is 100% not
right. Stage
that is a real moment.
Yeah, look in your face alone, she tell you. Yeah.
How do you report that to the? Is it your apartment or is there a landlord? How do you report that?
Because the insurance pay for this?
Yeah.
So it was my apartment. It's an apartment complex, and that was in my apartment. I went down to the front office and let them know, like, hey, my apartment is flooding. They're like, why is the apartment flooding? And I'm like, I don't know, but it's flooding. But maintenance came in. Luckily, the apartment complex and the maintenance team, they did a great job of getting the water out, getting fans on and a dehumidifier to kind of get all that water out.
Yeah.
So they did an amazing job.
Do we have a dollar amount on that?
No, not right now.
And are you going to be responsible for that?
Well, I mean, I do have insurance. I do pay I was paying a building protection fee, so I don't have all the answers right now to any of those questions.
How long ago did this happen?
This happened last Monday.
Last Monday?
Oh, it smokes. Okay, so it's all...
So things still damp.
Right. We're still moist on this one.
The dogs are wearing floaties.
What was your Instagram following before, and what is it now?
I didn't even have 1,000 followers, and now I'm up to almost 10,000.
Wow. Okay, so that worked. Yeah. That worked.
And it's only going to get more.
It was extreme, but yeah.
Yeah, especially with all the media requests this week, it's kind of been an insane week.
Who's been reaching out to you?
So ABC, a local news station here, Inside Edition, Jimmy Kimmel reached out 2 days ago.
SeaWorld.
News Nation. No, not SeaWorld or any place like that, but, just a few different places.
And what is your regular job?
So I am a journalist based here in Houston.
Oh, wow.
And have you written a story on this?
No, but there are talks about me writing an essay about my personal experience about, like, going viral and what people really don't understand about what happens behind the scenes and the nastiness that can come of it.
Nastiness, like what?
You know, just really mean comments, really mean messages. Of course, everybody has an assumption, has an opinion.
Yep.
And so for someone who has never been through anything like that, it can really mess with your mood, right. You know, and when people are making judgments already about you being on the pole, when some people just aren't aware that it's a great workout. I was doing it in the safety and comfort.
You got to start somewhere.
But here's the problem. Some people overanalyze a video and then some others don't even look at it. Right. Like if you look at this video, you can see you're doing an exercise program.
Yeah. It's clear as glass.
Have any of the other comments, made references to things in your apartment? Because that always cracks
me
up.
You
take a picture of yourself grilling and then they comment on your deck.
Exactly, yes.
Mm. Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of the comments have tried to create dollar amounts of how much I'm going to be sued, you know, $500,000. Just all types of, dollar amounts and... I don't know, but a lot of people have commented on, like, they hope my dog is okay. So.
I was going to say,
that's
that
great.
Nice
dog
people,
yeah. And is Zeus okay?
Zeus is absolutely okay. Right. He is Zeus actually over here sleeping.
Oh, great. Is Zeus a water dog?
Does he is like now.
Jumping in the water?
He is now.
You know, maybe he was, but he definitely isn't anymore.
Yeah, it was bath day for him.
Have you heard from anyone you mentioned getting the media people reaching out. Has there any celebrities that you've seen like it or commented or sent you a message?
No, I can't say that any like big celebrities or anybody has reached out. I can say some like influencers have reached out, maybe local influencers, especially people who do poll have reached out.
Right.
And have sent some like very encouraging messages. And then other people have reached out too if they've watched some of my other content.
You know, this would be a good moment for a company that makes a really good stripping pole.
Yeah. Right.
To give you a strip pole.
Install it per. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no. So I actually have been reached out to by a pole company who would like to. Possibly give me a poll if I wanted to take it.
They should definitely
they
do
should
it.
Send yeah, it right now.
Just send it. No questions
asked. It should already be there.
Yeah.
That's right.
It should already be like, yep, George is coming to put it in for you.
Did the apartment people say no more strip polls?
Well, I'm actually no longer at that apartment anymore. Oh, okay. So I am actually in a new apartment.
What happened? Were you kicked out or you voluntarily left?
It was wet.
So because of the possible repairs, I was going to have to vacate anyways.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I left that apartment complex and moved to another one.
All right. In the lease of your current, that apartment that got flooded, did it say anything about not having workout equipment on the second floor?
No. So according to the lease, there wasn't anything nothing having workout equipment in your home or anything like that.
Good for you.
Yeah, that deposit's gone, though.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think you're getting that one back.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I mean, look how much changed for her in a week.
Yeah.
One week.
Yep. Anything can happen.
It's true.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A week ago, I really thought my life was over. Like, it was... It was bad. You know, you hit a button on to post something on social media and you really don't know what the response is going to be.
Yeah, rolling the dice. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wasn't prepared, but I'm so grateful for the people that I do have, my community here, my sober community, my dog park community.
Wow.
And they really showed up and showed out for me, and it really made a difference.
You know, if you didn't post that and you went on America's Funniest Home Videos, I think you would have covered the apartment repairs.
Won the 10 grand, yes.
You would have won the 10 grand,
big
right?
Big time, yep.
Gotten that security deposit.
Right.
Yeah, that security deposit is probably gone.
Yeah, that is
gone. Not, yeah, almost certainly gone. But hey, you know, sometimes you got to make lemonade or what right. do they say, lemonade out of lemons yeah. and turn a bad situation into a positive.
You made a splash.
It's yeah. about the laughs we had along the way.
Exactly.
In a week yeah. where a guy was tossed through the air by a buffalo
yeah.
to make our feed,
yeah.
that's a good for you.
Yeah, right. A lot of gravity.
That's like having a hit song when the Beatles release an album.
Yes.
You did a good job there.
You did.
Do you have a nickname?
You.
Because we were calling Buffalo Guy.
Right. Mermaid?
Are you called Pole Girl?
Apple
or?
Girl?
No, I would hope, you know, I'm so much more than Pole Girl or Aqua Girl.
No, I know that, but the internet doesn't know.
But some people have started to call me Sprinkles.
So. Sprinkles! That's a dancer's name.
That would be your pole name.
Yes.
Sprinkles.
Welcome to the stage, Sprinkles.
Yeah. Well, you sound great.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Glad you're okay.
It sounds like you're coming out of this just fine,
yeah.
and appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Asha.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Asha Gilbert out of Houston.
There is merch opportunity in Sprinkles.
There is.
Mm.
That could be like a fun T-shirt or a hat. I would buy that.
Yeah, of course.
It's such a good name.
It really is.
It's a great name.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where the internet shines.
Yeah.
These types of things.
Exactly.
Can we hear that again? This is Asha on her stripper pole watching a video on how to, you know, burn calories while being on the stripper pole.
And you burn calories. It is
tough.
Well, I took a pole dancing class. It is like, I within 2 seconds, you're like, this is not what I thought.
Oh, yeah. No, it's yoga times 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So keep leaning away from the pole, looking at that top wrist, and you can readjust the hand.
Pressure of that water. That's not dripping.
Oh, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. That's forced.
Abandoned ship.
That is so Titanic.
Abandoned ship. Abandoned ship.
It was Rose and Jack.
Zeus. I love that was her first thought. Right. Where's the dog?
Let's get the dog out of here.
Then she's floating on a door with the dog.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.